Hello, everyone. I'm Heidi. You're listening to the DSG Connect podcast. I'm so happy to be here with you. We're helping elevate voices in dentistry by sharing inspiring stories straight from the dental experts. What is working, how to pivot when things go sideways, and everything in between. Wherever you find yourself listening today, thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Heidi at Dental Services Group, and today I'm sitting down with Chris Bullum, the Director of Operations for the Digital Experience Center. How are you doing today?
Good, Heidi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So for people that don't know who you are, let's start off by just telling them who you are, what you do, all that good stuff.
Okay, my name is Chris Bullum, and like Heidi said, I'm the Director of Operations for the Digital Experience Center. I've been working in digital dentistry since 2012, and that was during the introduction of, 3D printing, milling, zirconia, and the intraoral scanners. My experience has been focused around applying these technologies into international digital workflows, which is a new area that we're all familiar with. This has taken me across the globe, and I've spent about a quarter of my career living overseas in China and Europe. Finally, I landed with DSG in mid-2019, and have been working under the guidance of Damon Lees, working extensively with the Digital Experience Center and trying to bring these digital workflows domestically into DSG.
That's great, that's awesome. So we have you seen, just as you have, a rapid growth in digital dentistry. What changes have you seen to support the opening of the DXC, the Digital Experience Center, and then how is that kind of working nowadays with our current climate?
Well, I think, with the introduction of digital and the advancing technologies, we're seeing a need for a hybrid type lab. This is a lab that is both having the customer service and interfacing on a personal level that a traditional lab has, but it needs to have the digital workflows and highest technologies to apply to proper workflows. So, the Digital Experience Center was created and forged from the digital technicians that DSG had, the all-stars, so to speak. And the common denominator with everyone is we all share the same vision of how digital dentistry is disrupting at this time. And we're working together on the same types of workflows and better support the offices who are new to digital, but also speak the same language to those that are more seasoned digital dentists. I think with what's going on with the COVID crisis and what we're trying to do and handle these digital files is the Digital Experience Center has been able to move to the cloud and process these files with little to no disruption while keeping our technicians completely safe. We're not sitting next to each other in the same room and still implementing these workflows and getting cases completed without any exposure. So I think, wow, what a huge advantage when you can pull all of that together.
Yeah, that is a huge advantage. I think that, we're going to see more and more of that just as time goes on and we're able to leverage technology. Do you see this as a starting, kind of like a trend starting?
I hope so. I think with the industry, it can only get better the more that everybody knows. Sort of a live, learn, and pass on type mentality. So I think the Digital Experience Center has a unique opportunity to share these, workflows. Once we automate them, we can sort of head off the industry, be an example, be a trendsetter, and be a leader, and then grow the entire industry as a result.
What are some of the key benefits of working with the Digital Experience from a client perspective?
So I think it's definitely the team to start. We have a couple different spokes of a wheel, I like to put it sometimes. We have our digital impression training team that's focused on education. I think in the past we've seen a challenge with bridging the gap from the dental technician to the doctor and then in turn to the customer. This team that we have put in the Digital Experience Center bridges that gap. They are up to speed on everything that we are doing. We meet weekly, update them on the new digital processes, new materials, and along with their experience with how to use the intraoral scanner, their lab knowledge, their in-office knowledge, that is a huge benefit. You know, we have a close relationship with all of our customers. They feel comfortable coming to us with questions. That's because of the relationship that's built with this digital impression team. We're seeing a definite service bureau as an intrinsic product starting to grow. And our customers can get that for free from us because of this team and because of the technicians that we've staffed as well.
Yeah, the culture seems to be one of really an extension of the team and a support to the team, like an extension of support.
Right.
And that's very helpful to the dental office, especially being able to tap in digitally, mobily right now and really connect with clients.
Absolutely.
And their team. Yeah, definitely. So with that being said, how was the interface built with the doctor and team in mind?
So I think we all know that restorative dentistry is disruptive to the patient.
Yes, it is. in a good way, right?
Yeah, but it can be uncomfortable, and it can be, you know, some people might always look forward to that appointment, even though they may need the restorative done. So, you know, we built a lot of workflows and processes to look to reduce the invasiveness. So one of those is the intraoral scanner. And then through that, we can deliver a digitally calibrated restoration. And I know that sounds like a big word or a big fancy way to say a crown, but because we're using digital and the preciseness of the computers, we're actually delivering restorations with less adjustments, lower remakes, and due to our strive to be digitally chairside during that scan, we can assist in material selection and better restorative recommendations faster. It doesn't take, you know, the time to send an impression, wait till it gets to the lab, wait till it gets poured, and then give a call and a follow back on a consult. We can do that within minutes, if not at the time of scan.
So you're able to really connect with people in real time.
Right. And I think that's key. I think that's, you know, what's really going to be the difference with the development of these hybrid labs of the future.
So what IOS certified training does your team go through or has gone through?
So they're all experienced with their years of travel, being on hands in the office, therefore scanning live patients. But we also do our own internal, like I said, we have our weekly calls. And that's sort of their update with us to kind of see what's happening, what's going on. We're down in the weeds, right? They have their own monthly training programs that they do on their own. And that's all focused around the latest techniques, the newest updates. And then the improvement of the communication to support them chairside. We're working on some digital ways to be chairside other than just being in person. But, you know, that part's really, really key.
What platforms do you support?
So that's one of the benefits of digital. All the major scanners right now that are approved for restorative dentistry in the U.S., they all are exportable and able to send to the Digital Experience Center. So that's everybody. That's iTero, Trio, Serona, Carestream, Planmeca, 3M, Medit. So everybody, if you can get a digital scan, you can get us an STL, we can accept the case.
So how do clients and their staff get a digital chairside appointment with you? Because I think that we're going to be moving probably more and more over to that, being, you know, with social distancing and everything like that, especially in this time.
So I would say we'll definitely refer to the Meet the Team and how to send your digital scan flyer. It's a PDF sheet that shows you how your particular scanner interfaces with the DXC. They all have their intricacies of how to connect, whether it be through email or zip code or ways like that. Every scanner is different, and we have already gone through and developed those easy step-by-step procedures to get connected.
So Chris, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in digital dentistry, and how do you think those trends are preparing for such a time as this, as the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. I think what we're seeing is a scan everything mentality. I think we're seeing the savings both in material costs and chair time are being realized by our doctors, our customers. They're looking for ways to scan rather than take traditional impressions. And we need to be up to speed with the latest offerings and workflows, softwares, to accept any case a customer can dream up to send to us. You know, we get it all the time when they're like, hey, I'm going to scan this. Can we make this product or that product? And, you know, I think it's important that we're able to say yes. You know, and when we're applying this to the current climate with COVID, it's demanded a lot from us in terms of agility. We've had to leverage all of our digital workflows, and we've merged our operations completely to the cloud, which I think I've touched on here before. This has allowed for our data consolidation and a huge focus on quality control and communication between ourselves and out to our doctors. And it's all in the effort to give the best customer service. I think, you know, we're trying to automate these processes so the digital side takes care of itself. And, you know, we're dental technicians at the end of the day. We want to use our dental knowledge to better serve the customer. And that agility and technology has allowed us to do that.
Sure. How is the automation going to benefit our clients as well as the quality? How are you able to do quality checks? What quality checks do you have in place right now to help during the process?
So I like to compare it to an old analog workflow. So it's easy to visualize. You know, when a case comes in to the lab, you're going to disinfect the impression, pour the model, scan the model in. You know, during those times, that's time, that's people, that's hands that it's going through. The automation of a digital case is we're no longer spending time. You know, what would be the equivalent of pouring a model would be opening a portal, logging in, and downloading a case. We're going to have that all automated for us. So the case is ready to work on digitally, where we can take a look at the scan quality. We can verify the margin. We can verify the bite, the restoration, the aesthetics, all right there instantaneously. So that's the automation is going to leverage that dental knowledge. It's eliminating paper pushing, if you will.
It sounds like it really speeds the process along too, without having to disinfect and having it there instantaneously and not having to wait for a model to be poured and then for the dyes to be ditched and all of those kinds of things. It's instant.
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually caught some customers that are still in the office. We're like, hey, doc, the bite's open. Give us a quick buccal bite scan real quick before that patient leaves. And they're able to just, you know, have the customer hop back in the chair real quick. And in a matter of minutes, like, we got a proper scan. Saved us a few times here already. So
my last question is, where can our listeners find out more about the Digital Experience Center and how are they able to connect?
The best way to reach us is at digitalexperiencecenter@dentalservices.net. We do have a sheet with a meet the team sheet and instructions with how to connect your scanner to the DXC. Mm-hmm. We can also be reached by phone at 1-800-351-1720.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was awesome.
Thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. And please help us spotlight this podcast by taking a minute to review, as well as give us a shout out on all the socials. Stay connected at dentalservices.net or by emailing us at podcast@dentalservices.net. We believe we're stronger together. Until next time, enjoy your day.